This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A Mesa County resident has died of COVID-19, the first death since the pandemic began. The woman was in her 80s and had an underlying condition. Coronavirus cases have nearly doubled since the beginning of the month, including the first outbreak in a long-term care facility in Mesa County. Local health officials say residents need to remain vigilant. Mesa County has reopened faster than most areas of the state and still has a much lower infection rate than neighboring counties. State officials say 15 counties could lose their local public health variances if they don't do more to curb the spread of COVID-19. They include Denver, Douglas, Adams, El Paso, and Larimer counties. State Health Department head Jill Hunsaker-Ryan says counties were warned last weekend.
If they are not able to reverse the trend, the variants will be revoked and the county will follow the state's safer at home order.
8 counties already decided to return to the safer at home order. Counties that intend to keep their variances must submit a plan to the state for mitigating coronavirus spread. Families whose children qualify for free or reduced price school lunches will get cash to make up for the time schools were closed during the pandemic. Automatic benefits through the SNAP program will be loaded directly onto EBT cards. Others will have to apply for the funds. More than 360,000 Colorado school children are eligible for the free and reduced price meals. You're listening to CPR News.